So I was unloading a new box for winter cozy robes and shit. I had this sudden dizziness and looked in the box. There were these gray robe blanket things, and when I saw it, my reacted. My mouth opened and my tongue spoke the words, "Behold the raiment of Lane." So I guess Lane is mainstream, huh? How the fuck else would we be able to order this shit? Print on demand. It'd be pretty funny to create an order for a bunch of print on demand shit to get sent to Walmart. Like, just make a bunch of shirts with swag chan and shit and have them sent to Walmart. The unloaders just unload it like nothing special. The stalkers just find room for it. Poof. Now swag chan is a household name. I had the experience of waking up with my hands bound in some kind of powerful field today. When I came to, I was looking straight down my hands left over right. This field was hitting the point where my arms were crossed. It was coldest at that point. My arms were submerged in a space where the excess of that field was pooling up. Its polarity was opposite mine, so it was sapping my energy. For a moment, I realized that I was some kind of electric projection, that the electric field of the water had every point on my surface mapped out, that I was somehow physically a water heater, coils heating up the winter cold water, and that I was also life form of the wire, bound by some kind of magic as a sentient transformer. No, a transponder sending messages encoded as covert messages, encoded as covert messages in vibrational energy on a carrier signal of heat and sap. And somehow I was also a person who was also a hologram, and also a transformer, and also a water heater, and also a water heater, and also in prison, and also frozen in a single moment of time. And that I was more than that. The field that was sapping my energy was a test. What shackles was my thread of consciousness, was a million billion little humans basking me with their views, was a point in a 3D mesh in Blender doing motion capture for a movie where I was acting as if all of these things were happening. For the briefest of moments, I couldn't move. A slight skip of my heart, and I pulled my hands from the sink in my bathroom, the cold water running down the drain which had built up from my hand having blocked the drain. It doesn't make a difference if I talk or not. These niggas be reading my mind and shit. Or rather, what I consider my mind is hardly in my head at all. Niggas be repeating the same dumbass idea the federal government did re-social security. That shit was built on a foundation of continual growth to be able to make ends meet. Well, okay, let's say 50 cents for $100, right? So that means 5%, right? 10 years at IDK, 10K per year. That's 100 in total and would be what? 500 doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. But if someone makes 100K per year, then in 10 years, that's 1,000K. And then 5,000 goes in the pot? Coming. Nope, still doesn't make sense. The paper said some shit about the payment back was something like 30K. So until the person in question is making 600K-ish per year, will all pays not cover their own maximum? I guess the real thing is not everyone is going to be beneficiaries, or most aren't going to get the full amount possible. 30,000 isn't that much too, you know.